Hi, Duchess. This is the, what is it? What date? The 8th of June, 1971. Oh, it's been a long time since I have made a tape. I've just been fussing with this tape recorder. It's got a quirky thing about it, and I thought it was broke. So for the past 20 minutes, I've been fussing with it. But it's working, I think. I should test it. Maybe I will. Hold on just a minute. Yeah, it seems to be coming over loud and clear. Anyway, 10 million things to tell you, Duchess. Just fantastic things have been happening. So much. It really has been very, very busy. I haven't had time to make this tape. I have received, I think, 3 letters from you since I last spoke to you. As a matter of fact, I spoke to you on Memorial Day. And the next day I had 2 letters from you waiting for me when I got to the office. So sometimes it's very hard to judge when the mail is coming. Anyway, I think it's just wonderful that your friend will pick me up at any airport wherever I land. I hate to inconvenience people when I come in like that, but do whatever you think best, Duchess. It would be nice if you could be there, I know, and it's very hard. But anyway, I think, as I say, I think it's very nice. Now, you should have, at this point, received my last tape telling you that I will be arriving 8 o'clock in the morning on the 19th of June, and that would be a Saturday. So much to tell you. I don't know where to begin. It's been hectic. I got back from R&R, and of course, I think I mentioned to you I stopped and talked with Jane for a day and then came up here at Nha Trang. But I got here on Saturday the 30th. I guess that was the 29th. Anyway, Sue arrived on the 1st of June. And since Sue got here, Duchess, she's going to replace me at least for 2 months because she's only a 9. She just got her 9. Anyway, Sue Bradshaw is a real fine person, and I'm glad she's coming, or will be replacing me. She's here now. but I have not had 5 minutes alone. I have taken Sue all over the post, introducing her to people. Because she is sitting with me at my desk. I'm trying to train her on many things that she has not worked on before. And on top of that, we had our party on Saturday, Duchess, this past Saturday, the 5th. I don't know if I mentioned to you, a lot of people complain here because they have the movie every night and there really isn't anything else to do. Well, that's true to a large extent. But I told them there would be no reason on earth why we couldn't have a big hoop-de-doo party. Well, yours truly and my loud mouth finally got the green light to go ahead and give this party. And so I did, with the help of some of the other girls. But it nearly killed me because there was so much involved. You know, we have over 100 field grade officers here at this billet. And we have, with all the women involved, we have a total of 8. But 2 of the women never got involved at all. And so there were really, well, 3, I should say. Anyway, there were just about 5 of us that worked on this silly thing. And, of course, I was the MC for the evening. Nobody would do it, and nobody, we didn't have the time. You know, here I am training somebody. Anyway, Duchess, this party was the biggest success you ever wanted to see in your whole life. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, also. On Saturday morning, we had decorated the whole place. It looked gorgeous. I stole everything out of the service club. We had some entertainment, and we had most of it we dug up. We didn't pay for anything. And as I said, we had, I would say, almost 100% participation. And we have a lot of full colonels here. You know, we call them the older crowd. Everybody's older. But they're really not that old. And it was sort of a show me attitude, and they just absolutely raved about this party. It was so lively. We had something every 15 minutes happening. We changed the pace of the music. We played Mexican hat dance. We did limbo. We had some awards given for the couple who could dance with the balloon between their forehead. I did that with Don Brennan one time at his mutual insurance company party. They had a Christmas party, and Don and I won. Perhaps you remember that. And so we did that here, and it went over very well. And Alice won. Alice was dancing with Joel, and, well, these names I'm sure mean nothing. But anyway, the prize was 2 bottles of chilled champagne. And of course, Alice and I had wrapped the champagne up in the morning, you know. And we did everything, you know, and so it was. I was glad Alice won that particular relay, contest, if you want to call it that. And we had guessing of beans, actually there were pistachio nuts in an apothecary jar. And we had a quiz and painting and, oh, we had all kinds of activities. Anyway, everybody that just went out of his way to tell me what a fabulous party. And I kept making announcements, you know, keeping everybody informed on what was happening. And it was really great, just fantastic. the ending was a bit funny. We had planned everything so well, and you know, I don't, as I say, really have the time to sit down and do these things, so you do everything in your spare time. Well, I was a bundle of nerves last week for many reasons, because I'm clearing, or at least not clearing, I haven't even started to clear, Duchess, but my orders, believe it or not, I don't have my orders yet. They're coming, but you know, they'll get here everything, like everything else, the last minute. And I'm trying to train Sue, and trying to run this party, and some other things. We got a 1,300-pound box at Longbin that Jane wants me to move, you know, like just get a plane and bring it down here. Right. So hard to get anything. Anyway, a number of things seem to happen all at one time, and so it's been extremely hectic. Plus, as I say, I'm walking Sue all over to meet different people that she will be dealing with. But the ending of this party was the VC had thrown a few frags, you know, or hand grenades into some of the compounds. See, we have a lot of small compounds within the city, just a house or so that different detachments are housed at, as BOQs. And so a couple of them got blown up. Nobody seriously hurt. And so at 11, about 11 o'clock, 10 after 11, the G2 who was here, the G staff don't live here. They live around the corner, but a couple of them came over because they heard this was going to be a tremendous party. Anyway, he was forced to close the bar. That didn't stop the drinking. A lot of it went on in the rooms upstairs. I went upstairs with all the girls to one of the rooms, and I stayed only about a half hour. But nobody got hurt or anything, and we didn't have any problems at this post. But anyway, it was quite a finale, because they said, Ann, didn't you coordinate this with the VC? I mean, you did everything so beautifully, because that party would have gone for hours, Duchess. Nobody was leaving. Here it was 11 o'clock, and it was just like it had just started, and we had been going for 3 hours already. And it was also funny because at about 10:45, I was soaking wringing wet. It's a lot of work. I was running in the kitchen. We had hors d'oeuvres and everything. I planned all this with the mess sergeant. I got to tell you about this party because you can't believe how successful it was. Anyway, I would run into the kitchen, you know, and then run back on the stage and make an announcement and run to get some more balloons or something. I really needed 2 or 3 men to help me, and I didn't have them. Anyhow, so I was dripping, soaking wet right through my slack suit. I had on a white slacks and a shirt thing, something I picked up in Bangkok. Anyway, I dashed up to my rooms, you know, that's another 5 flights up, and jumped in the shower because, I was just so happy to get in the shower. And I put on a complete change of clothing, and I went back down. I wasn't gone more than 15 minutes. And when I got back downstairs, I saw the people coming out of the bar area. And I said, my God, what happened? I left the party for 10, 15 minutes, and it's over. Well, then the G2 came right up to me and apologized. He said, Ann, I just hate to close this bar down and stop the party, he said. But he said, we have a yellow alert on, he says, and, you know, we have to close. So I said, of course, we have no choice. But it just, you know, the timing of it, Duchess, was funny. And so, as I said, some of it carried on to 3, 4 in the morning. Everybody brought the bar back to their rooms. This is a very funny place. It really is like a zoo. We got so many weird people here. Anyhow, it was a smashing success. Really, really good. Many, 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 many people who we thought, you know, I had a lot of people come up to me and said, oh, Colonel so-and-so and Colonel so-and-so is not going to enjoy themselves, or is going to put the damper on this party, or this, that, anything. Well, these guys, you know, they have a lot of life in them. They just need to be catered to a little bit. You know, you have to kind of invite them out to the floor to participate in some of these wild things we were doing. Anyway, that just, it was great. I'm not sure it was worth it, but, yeah, it was. I'm just kidding. That was Saturday. Then on Sunday, I had brought all these ingredients back from Hawaii to make lasagna, because Alice wants to cook lasagna. And so I had a whole suitcase full of noodles and raw garlic. I mean, I spent half my time in Hawaii buying all this junk. And so Alice made lasagna for this detachment down the road. And so Sue and I and Alice and some of the men went down, and we had this big lasagna dinner. Well, it was great. It was really good. And everybody was pleased, you know. So that was Sunday. Oh, this weekend has been funny from start to end. I just, there are two houses on this post. This is a post, you know, about 200 feet wide and 75 feet, 200 feet long and 75 feet wide. It's just two houses, see, that's all the post is right here. It's quarters, living quarters. So our house faces the one right next to us, of course. And I was on the roof Sunday for about 45 minutes. It's so hot. That's about all I can take. An hour is maximum I can take at one time. But while I was up there, I saw all the smoke coming out of the third floor. And a couple of the men were on the roof, you know, and they always wave because I sit over there in my bikini and they always think this is great. And so they hang over, and I know them all so well. And so they say, "Hi, Ann, how you doing?" I said, "Oh, hi, great." I said, "Look, don't panic, gang." I said, "But your building's on fire." They said, "Why?" I said, "Yeah, there's all smoke coming from the third floor." So all these men Dutchers, after a while, there got to be about 20 of them, they're running down from the roof in their bikinis, and some of them have very brief bikinis. They're running down to the third floor, see. Meanwhile, somebody has called the fire department. Well, it turned out it's a fuse box, but it could have been very serious. But anyway, the fire department comes. Well, Dutchers, you have to see the Vietnamese fire department. It's like the Keystone Cops. It's these tiny little men with these great big red hats on, you know, these fire engine hat things, and raincoats or whatever those coats are. And they run in the yard, they drive in the backyard, you know, and they run into my building. And I'm shouting, "No, the other building, you're in the wrong building," you know. And so I'm directing all this from the roof in my bikini. And it just, I was laughing so hard, I'm hanging over the roof. And the men in their bikinis are coming down, and the little firemen, they're all running up, you know what I'm saying? One more flight, because they, you know, they stop and they look, they don't see anything, you know what I'm saying? Get up, one more flight, guys, one more, you know? They're running up, great big hats on them, and one had tremendous big pliers, you know? Oh, it was so funny. Next thing you know, there's a mixture of men in bikinis and firemen and smoke all over the place. And everybody's waving. All these people keep waving to me, you know. They're saying, "How you doing, Ann?" Every time new people looked over the roof, they waved, and I said, "Don't panic, but turn over."